Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Cosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for October 5th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour 2 of 2, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the tradition of our founders. Yes, indeed, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America, is our guide. And yes, indeed, the checks and balances inspired by the Almighty, put in place by the founders, no doubt the solution. Kirk Cosby's with me. Welcome, sir. All right, well, hopefully we can get Kirk back when he's available here. In the meantime, there's an incredible column, Ron Paul's column. It's called Blame America. No blame neocons, says Ron Paul. Boy, do we agree with that. Accused of blaming America for the refugee crisis in Europe, Ron Paul corrects the record and says, I don't blame America. I'm an American. You are America. I don't blame me or you. I blame bad policy. I blame the interventionists. I blame neoconservatives who preach this stuff, who believe, like a religion, that they have to promote American goodness, even if you have to bomb and kill people to do so. And in addition to Ron Paul's columns, we can mention the Russian strikes in Syria and what that could mean for world war, for peace. Joel Skousen even talks about it. Hey, alternative media is saying what Joel Skousen's saying. The U.S. war on ISIS is a fake. It's bogus. Actually, the United States created ISIS so they could have a manipulative policy and get their fingers into the Middle East. Russia's involvement threatens to expose that fraud. We need to be happy about that, except for the fact that innocent people will be killed or hurt because of the various war machines. Okay? And we need to understand, ladies and gentlemen, that even though it seems like things are slower than we want them to be when it comes to fixing America, oftentimes what we're doing is just slowing down tyranny. Okay? For example, exposure of corruption always slows it down. Okay? We got a lot to work on, and it's overwhelming. And a lot of people believe we may not win. Well, it all depends on how you define win. We may not restore America, but we will try to save the nation till the Savior comes. It's kind of a critical point to understand. Russia intensifies Syria bombing. Now, the United States is all up in arms about that, but at the same time, Washington and Moscow can't even agree on what the definition of a terrorist is. All right. Now, the United States just bombed a hospital in Afghanistan, killing a bunch of people. What's going on around here? There seems to be war everywhere. It's a tragedy. And we appreciate the Ron Paul Institute for Peace and Prosperity and for the information they provide on a daily basis. You want to learn more? RonPaulInstitute.org. And I give Lowell Nelson credit for a lot of this. I should have kept him on to discuss a little bit of this, but I knew he had to go, and I wanted Kirk Cosby a chance to time in. Are you with us yet, Kurt?
Yeah, sorry about that.
All right,
that.
We tried to go to you, but you were
in
MIA,
the middle
sir.
Of the Patriot printing is right operating as we speak. And
yeah, tell Patriot Printing that radio has that. No or waits for no man.
Mm-hmm. Great point. You know,
that's how radio works.
Anyway, yeah.
All right.
And by the way, buenos dias, greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
The important point in the note here, though, is that we're talking about a couple of columns from Ron Paul. One of them is about the economy and the Federal Reserve saying, hey, if we don't get the Federal Reserve gone, we'll never, ever be able to stop a lot of this tyranny going on. The way they fund the tyranny is with dishonest money. Secondly, you know what? We got to have exposure of corruption. That's always what slows it down. And then Ron's column, blame America. No, blame neocons. And then he goes into talking about the warfare state, Kurt, that's just out of control. Until we get a handle on these wars and we defund them, we're not going to make any progress on liberty, Kurt. We're just not. They have too much money, which creates too much mischief in the system. We'll never solve it. He's hit on two of the biggest keys right here. Sadly, I don't see anybody talking about it on the campaign stage for president, though.
Well, it's a great point, Sam. And, you know, Ron Paul has always, I mean, for what, 30, 40 years, probably been doing the same good stuff. And so you can go to his, you know, teachings and learn what you need to learn. You know, one of the things that I was looking at an interview, I guess he did with Russia Today, maybe something, you know, close to what you're talking about, but, you know, where he basically says bubbles are all over the place, talking about the huge amounts of, you know, in the economy, et cetera.
Yeah, anyway, that's he hits right the nail right on the head every time. And Ron Paul does a great job. I wish Rand would, you know, carry forward some of those same discussion points. He doesn't. He's better than most, but he doesn't get that done. And I just want to say that we bombed a hospital, Kurt. I don't know. Did you hear about this in Afghanistan? Did you?
I heard what you said about it. I always wondered.
You haven't seen a news piece.
You know, I hope to learn more about the stories, but sometimes I wonder about the sources of them, you know.
Well, there's no question. And it's very hard to get the truth on things. You know, it's hard to get a handle on what's happening. For example, Clinton's pushing new gun control measures now. And South Carolina hit by torrential rainfall, 8 are dead. Kurt, what do you think about that? More punishment for the violation of God's commandments, it looks like to me.
Well, when I read all the news stories about it, they explained it by all these different reasons, but no mention of God, you know, in his punishments upon us, because, of course, that would throw God into the mix, huh?
Yeah, but there are people, the headline's Faith Under Fire. Ben Carson chimes in, Kurt. Did you hear about Ben Carson?
What did he have to say about it?
All right, so this shooter, who all remain nameless, I know you can get his name elsewhere, but I'm not going to be responsible for spreading his name, basically asked people, are you a Christian, and then shot him, supposedly, right? Ben Carson stands up as candidate for president and says, I am a Christian. And his statement instantly goes viral. Candidate asks for help honoring Oregon shooting victims. And I found that quite interesting, Kurt, just because it's a critical point. Ben Carson stands up and says, I am a Christian. What do you think, Kurt?
Well, he is a courageous man, and he's showing some pretty good stuff, in my opinion.
I don't hear Trump. I don't hear Rand. I don't hear, you know, Ted Cruz. These guys really standing up with Ben on that. I'm not saying they haven't stood for Christian principles in certain ways, but, you know, I know that can garner a lot of attention for Ben, but I don't believe he stood up just for the going viral value. I think he really meant it, that he says, hey, I'm a Christian. And you know what? If I'm going to go down saying I'm a Christian, I'll go down saying I'm a Christian. I believe that Ben Carson's genuine in that, Kurt. I really do. And I wish we as Americans would take that I'm a Christian much more seriously, because I believe that's what will really change America. We can talk about politics. We can talk about policy. Those things are important, Kurt. Don't misunderstand me. But I really think the key here is talking about Christian principles and talking about how we can live as Christians. And the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints had their huge conference event over the weekend, Kurt. 15+ million members of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints worldwide learned about and focused on and heard from speakers about Christianity. And I'm personally of the opinion that that's probably the most important thing we can do to promote liberty. I know we always want to talk about politics. We always want to talk about policy. But I'm convinced that really standing up for Christian principles is the key. And I think we can all prepare for the tough times that are ahead. We know we live in difficult times. We can all prepare for them. And it's important to get a little bit of food, a little bit of water, get out of debt, you know, those kind of things. Find ways to defend your family. Have a little bit of, those things, okay? Temporal preparedness is good. Don't get me wrong, Kurt. But I'm convinced that one thing the Patriots and the preppers ignore, Kurt, is their spiritual preparedness. And I want to talk about a couple of notes that I took from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints General Conference over the weekend, because I think it relates to all of us, whether you are a member of the Mormon Church or not. I think it's sound, sage, well-placed advice for our times. And I think that you'll find it fascinating, and I hope that it's something that you'll take to heart. We'll do so in seconds. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
A year ago, I was realizing that I was in serious problems with my heart. You know, I had these chest pains and so on. I realized that I had to do something and quick. I didn't want to go the medical route. So I started in doing some investigating, and somebody told me about these heart drops. I got on the heart drops prescribed dosage. Within 2 weeks, I immediately started seeing the results. This is working. I'm going to stick with it. I can't deny the fact that when I got on the heart drops initially, there was immediate help, an immediate turnaround.
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example? Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character, where educating both hearts and minds brings about academic excellence. There is a school in American Fork where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. Based on LDS principles and a love of country, now in our 39th year, American Heritage School is accepting fall enrollment for kindergarten through high school. What would you do for your child? Give them an education that will prepare them for life. Located east of the temple in American Fork, American Heritage School is a remarkable and affordable alternative. Visit us, find us online, or in the Yellow Pages, American Heritage School in American Fork.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, so we're talking about the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints Conference. It happened this weekend. It's a semi-annual event that happens. And it talks about the principles of preparedness, in my humble opinion, from a spiritual point of view. And now a lot of people might just dismiss it and say, well, that's for you Mormons. I'm not a Mormon, therefore, what does it have to do with me, Sam? I think it has to do a lot with you, ladies and gentlemen. And the reason I say that is because Ben Carson stood up and said, I am a Christian. And that went viral, as well as it should. And I believe in America, we have a lot of temporal preparedness going on. People spend a lot of money and tons of time getting prepared, but I want to kind of focus on at least a couple of things that I heard at this conference that I believe kind of relates to all of us, and I believe will help us in our spiritual preparedness. Kurt, do you want to chime in on this too? I'm sure you were able to listen and have a couple of comments too. Do you want to add to that?
Yeah, as you go along, I'm sure I can throw in some stuff. That was a great conference. I highly recommend your listening, anybody that wants to, at lds.org. The audio, video, everything's there available.
For example, the prophet currently of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, Thomas S. Monson, spoke of being careful in our lives. Let our light shine. Be an example. Be careful with the words you use. I found that very important. He talked about this kind of cesspool of negative or bad language and stuff like that. And he really kind of talked about how we should treat others. Be careful with what we do. Be careful with how we behave. Faith and doubt cannot exist in the same mind at the same time. Let faith be the anchor of our lives. Okay? That's an important principle to understand, Kurt, that you got to have faith in America. You can't run around down in the country all the time having doubt. Oh, man, we failed. It's over. We've already had the revolution. There's nothing we can do. You know, you can't have faith and doubt in the same mind at the same time. This is kind of a spiritual understanding. Do we believe God's in charge? Do we have trust in God and trust in Jesus Christ? That they are aware of us, aware of our country, aware of who we are as individuals. Do we have faith and trust in them? And if we do we really believe that Jesus Christ has simply abandoned us? What do you think, Kurt? That's a critical point to understand.
Well, you're right on target, Sam. And, you know, and at least to me, the key, I guess you could say the key message for me to remember about this is that God is in charge. You know, sometimes people might see a South Carolina event with, 18 inches of rain in a 24-hour or couple-of-day period, you know, like a third of their rainfall in just that little time, or something else, and think, hey, man, something's wrong with the whole system. Well, what's really wrong is that most of us have, we've put God to the side, and we don't listen to him that much anymore, and we don't follow his commandments. If we would return to the safety of his care.
Dieter F. Uchtdorf, another speaker at the conference and one of the 12 apostles and a member of the First Presidency, said, are we like Daniel? Do we take God seriously? Are we willing to stand up for what we believe in, like Daniel did? Are we willing to make a difference by our actions? Are we loyal to God? Are we Sunday Christians only? Do we help the poor and the needy, the sick and the afflicted? That's a critical point to make, too. How do we behave? Right? Neil L. Anderson, for example, said that faith does not come by chance, but rather by choice. How does the Lord see your faith, ladies and gentlemen? Again, this, I'm not speaking about things that only relate to Mormons. I'm talking about things that should relate to all believing people. And even if you don't believe in God, you can still have faith in humanity, faith in the creation, if you will. Okay, where do you stand with your faith? Faith is not something that just comes by chance. It comes by choice. I think that's a critical point to understand. Are you going to choose to believe in God and that he's at the helm and that he understands what we're going through in America and that he will protect us? Do you have faith and confidence that things will work out? That's another phrase that was used. One of the ladies speaking said things will work out. They will. It's not easy, no doubt. It's hard. But are you going to just have faith or fear? Confidence or discouragement? Where do you stand and what's going to govern your day-to-day involvement? If you think it's a lost cause, you're not very likely to do much to fix it, are you? If you think there's no hope, it's going to be hard to make a difference, right? And so it's important to understand, hey, you've got to have faith in America. If you don't, you cannot be part of the solution. Because if you can't partner with the greater source of authority, as the Declaration of Independence points out, greater than government, who are you going to call? Where are you going to go? If there's no authority greater than government, who are you going to go to? If there is an authority greater than government, what is it? I'm not here to define that for you, but to direct you to turn to it and to say, you got to have faith in God and in his ability to overcome evil. And you've got to have faith in your role in choosing liberty over tyranny, right over wrong, good over evil. And this conscious choice of faith by choice, not faith by accident or faith by circumstances, faith is a choice. And if you believe in your choice to have faith, then what are you going to do with that faith? Okay? Can God trust you is the question. Faith does not come by chance, folks. That's a critical component to understand. Another speaker said the world used to compete for our children's energy and time. Now, the world competes for their identity and their minds. I'm going to say that again. Brad Foster, another speaker, said the world used to compete for our kids' energy and time. Now it's for their identity and their minds. Just tells you Alex Jones is right. This is the info war, isn't it? This is the war of our minds, of ideas. This is a battle of spiritual reality. Okay? Robert Hales spoke, talked about staying out of debt and being careful in every decision that you make. Think about the consequences of your decisions and what may ultimately happen. What's the worst that can happen from your choices? Again, it all comes down to choices, right? Jeffrey R. Holland spoke, and he talked about the importance of mothers taking their place to raise children and the bond that exists between children and their mothers. A brilliant talk that talked about if we want to shape a generation, if we want to save a generation, where we do it is in the mothering of our children. It was incredible. Clinton L. Cook talked about this life as the time to prepare to meet God. Okay? That's an incredible part, right? This time is the time to prepare to meet God. Are you getting ready? Larry Lawrence spoke. And he talked about how we can have the guidance from the Holy Ghost. We can get guidance from God. See, these are all critical issues that relate to your spiritual preparedness, that relate to what you should do in these perilous times in which we face. We're talking spiritual preparedness here, ladies and gentlemen. I'm telling you, I got more. Kurt's got a little bit, too. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live on your favorite preparedness radio talk station.
Your daily Liberty Newswire. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello everyone, James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I got two more points from the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints General Semiannual Conference. And then I want to turn it over to Kurt and have him chime in. The two points that I have is one of the speakers talked about, look, if you make your will God's will, then you qualify yourself for much more protection and safety and stability in your life. You all have a greater direction and understanding of what your responsibilities are to preserve this nation, to defend the republic, to do all that we do. You'll be able to receive guidance if you make your will his will. Okay? God's will, in other words. Oftentimes, we as individuals have a battle between what we want and what we know God wants from us. Are you going to follow the perfect one to do so, the Savior, letting his will be swallowed up in the will of his Father? Are you going to do the same thing and make your will God's will? It's a tough choice, but it must be done. All right? And that's one point. The second point that I want to make is there was a great talk by Elder Uchtdorf talking about simplification of your life. You need to simplify your life, ladies and gentlemen. You need to take on less, do less, etc. And you need to prioritize your life, focus on the best things, the better things, even good things we don't have time for anymore, folks. It's good to go watch a football game. The question is, do you have time? There's a lot of things we could be doing with our time. We've only got a certain amount of time. Where are you going to spend your efforts, huh? And simplification is one of the big keys. Simplify your life and focus on the Savior, Jesus Christ, and how he can influence your spiritual life. Get rid of the unnecessary and become closer to God. If we can do that, we've made a difference. It was also focused on we need to really read the scriptures for guidance and comfort. We talk to God through prayer. Prayer is our spiritual passport, ladies and gentlemen. And if we pray hard and then we read the scriptures and take time to listen, we can communicate with the Father of us all. And he can directly communicate with us. And once you gain that understanding, you know what? Pretty soon the fear goes away and the faith comes. Pretty soon the discouragement goes away and the hope replaces discouragement. Pretty soon there's lots to be done for good in the world. And that's a place that I think we all want to be in. So hopefully that's educational. I can't really break down the conference in much more detail. Look, it's 2 hours on Saturday, and then 2 hours on Saturday, and then for the men, it's 2 hours on Saturday again, and then 2 hours on Sunday, and 2 hours on Sunday. So basically, you got four sessions for the general group in the church. Then you got a men's session, which is 2 hours, and a women's session, which is 2 hours. That's basically, what, 4, 8, 10, 12 hours of religious, spiritual preparedness instruction. It's all available at LDS.org if y'all want to check it out. I'm not trying to push you to be a Mormon, but I am telling you, if you want to find peace, if you want to find solutions, if you want to find spiritual nourishment, check it out and tell me if it doesn't bring stability and safety and peace and comfort and direction to your life. All right, Kurt, any final comments on that? I've done my very best to summarize. It's just way too much content to do a whole lot better than that in 5 minutes or 10 minutes, but I've done my very best to kind of break it down and focus on some of the highlights, and especially to our general audience, many of which who may not be Mormon, but who could benefit from that spiritual preparedness idea, Kurt.
Well, I'm glad you brought it up, Sam, and it's a great, a very important thing in the days that we live in to focus on ways to, well, protect your family, to make your life better, you know, that kind of thing. And in my opinion, there's a lot of great stories, great counsel that is available there. One of my favorite ones, and it's just tough to say, you know, what was the best? One of them was a talk by a man that is basically a world-renowned heart surgeon. He had basically performed some of the earliest, if not the earliest, open heart surgeries and all that kind of stuff. His name is Russell M. Nelson. He's now basically 91 years old now, and yet he's the leader of what's called the Quorum of the 12 Apostles. So very high up, you could say, gentleman. And his talk was called A Plea to My Sisters. And the reason I want to get a little more detailed here, you gave a good summary of the different ones, and he talked about the three recently departed apostles, and ladies and gentlemen, for your information, the way that works in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is when they're called as an apostle, they're called for the rest of their life. And that means that their duty is to declare their testimony of the Savior Jesus Christ for the rest of their life until they die. And when they die, then they're replaced in the 12 apostles there. And so since the last conference, three of them have died. And so there were three new ones. And so he talked about a little bit about that. I'm sure he's thinking also as a 91-year-old that, you know, he may be one of the next ones, you know, in time. But it was interesting to me to hear his talk about, you know, he went in depth about a little, about a story, basically, when he was a heart surgeon, and talked about, as a heart surgeon, he says, 58 years ago, you know, he spoke of his heartbreak when one of his pediatric patients died following a challenging operation. The little girl who died was the third child from the same family to die of heart complications. After this surgery, he went home. He was just overcome with grief. He cried all night long. His wife, at the time, Dancil, she has since passed away, but anyway, she stayed by his side all night, listening to his cries and, you know, sadness, etc. And then in the morning, she told her husband to get dressed, go back to the lab, go to work, and learn more. Don't quit. And he said how he needed his wife's vision, grit, and love. And you'll find that this sometimes in the Patriot community that we feel that, hey, you know, the women, they'll be on the sidelines, etc. And yet, in my opinion, they have such a great and very important role, and he outlined that as well. What did you think of his speech, Sam?
there you have it. Anyway, there was a lot of preparedness, guidance. There was a lot of spiritual guidance that I think applies to anyone. A lot of anecdotes for life, as you point out, Kurt. Anyway, I think it was very good. I don't want to go on and on and on about it, but I do believe when a group of religious leaders, 15 men strong when it comes to prophets and apostles, according to the Mormons, 15 men speak out along with their colleagues, and they do so twice a year, and they do so to the whole world, to a 15-plus million-member church, and to the world at large. And when they put out such political statements, such as the family, a proclamation of the world, put out 20 years ago, and we celebrate the 20th year celebration of that now, it's timely guidance for what goes on politically and what we can do to change it. And I think that's worthy of our audience, whether you're not a Mormon or not, or whether you are a Mormon or not. It's valuable insight. And if other religions have such guidance and direction, would love some people from those organizations to update us, too. It's hard for us to keep up on everything, but it is important for sure. All right. Bubbles are all over the place, Kurt. Who gets credit for that one?
Well, this is a Ron Paul piece from Russia Today, you know, and he's pointing out the fact that, you know, he says that bubbles are all over the place, you know, talking about the U.S. economy and the presidential race. He goes into details. He says, talking about Donald Trump, he says he's an authoritarian, and he brags about it. He says, when Donald Trump says, I'm the boss, I tell people what to do, what to do. The government happens to be a little different than that. He says, the only thing that you want to do if you believe in the market is you want to get rid of the government. But he's talking about having strong taxes on imports. He wants to punish people. He's the boss. So I think he'd be very dangerous to the economy. This is what Ron Paul told Russia Today's Amira David.
That who would be dangerous to the economy?
Well, he's talking about Donald Trump.
Yes, yeah, I was kind of saying that too, right, Kurt?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, and then he went on to say he's getting a lot of attention right now, but he is an authoritarian. He wants to run people's lives and run the world and run the economy because that's the way he lives his life. On occasion, he comes up with the correct idea, but an authoritarian is the opposite of a libertarian. Anyway, he went on to say a few other things, but that's the bottom line there. And he's saying these bubbles are bound to pop, but you just never know when.
Good point. I couldn't agree with that more. Liberty Roundtable Live.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1,200-millimeter coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby on your radio. So, yeah, I don't really have the feel-goods about Donald Trump like everybody else does. I know he's a great speaker, and I know he says a lot of the right things, but, folks, I don't think you understand what you're getting into with Donald Trump. Ron Paul also says the U.S. 2016 presidential race, just like I've told you, Kurt, is mass entertainment orchestrated by the media. Three-time presidential former candidate Ron Paul told Russia Today the details about that. And again, I agree with Ron. Kurt, it's a circus. This isn't genuine. These people aren't really leading in the polls. They're all manipulated. Again, what chance would Carly have if she wasn't promoted to the top tier? What chance would Rand Paul have if he was promoted to the top tier? What chance would Donald Trump have to be tops if the mainstream press, who claims that they're against him and kind of have an anger with him, etc., what chance would he have if they didn't really back him secretly? Anyway, I think that's an interesting discussion, Kurt.
Well, that's a great point, Sam. And, you know, the whole, it's interesting on this program. I guess I'm viewed as the one that's pro-Donald Trump. The only reason that I say that, at least under the current landscape, that there is some, at least in my opinion, hope there for some improvement. Now, I put those in quotes very significantly because, of course, I still have Ron Paul stickers on my van, etc. Certainly,
you got to update them to the Trumpster stickers, bro. Come on.
No, not really. But the key thing that I see that Trump has brought forward is the fact that we do need to have borders if we're at all to be called a country. And, we've basically avoided that. Then the other thing that, at least in my opinion, we've got to look at that he's, talking about is this whole idea of tariffs. And tariffs are simply a way that, they're a way that in our country we basically supported our federal government for a long time. They're constitutional. They're ways to protect our own jobs and industry. I do believe those are sound principles. Now, I disagree with many of the things that Trump has done, but those two items, have been put aside for so long by the traditional, free traders and the guys that want to have the whole world be all one country. Those are just mistakes, in my opinion, and there's at least something he's been pushing forward.
All right, the mainstream press lies again, Kurt. The decline of big sodas, the headline.
Well, are you, I guess you're pretty saddened about this, but I thought it was interesting.
No, why would I be saddened about it?
Here. Well, I'm just talking about the mainstream press, bringing down big soda, but
I'm for bringing down big soda.
Well, you know, it was interesting to me. You remember a little while back when the, in Philadelphia, I think it was, they wanted to drop a big old tax on soda. And I didn't know this, but behind the scenes, the soda industry donated $10 million to the Children's Hospital there of Philadelphia. And by the way, soda tax, just proposal, it never got out of the city council committee. Yeah, it's just unusual how that happens, huh? The author of this story, Margaret Sanger Katz, says it's a familiar story. Soda taxes have also flopped in New York State, San Francisco. So far, the only super liberal Berkeley, California, has succeeded in adopting such a measure. Well, you know, you got to remember, these guys always think you get the Americans to do certain things based on taxes. But this is kind of a cool part of the story in that the soda, I guess the real full calorie soda drinks, have plummeted more than 25% on their sales over the last 20 years.
Yeah, and let me
now,
tell you
part
that,
of that picture. Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'll tell you the truth about this. The decline of big soda, the drop in soda consumption, represents the single largest change in the American diet in the last decade. Now, there's mixed stories here is why I say the mainstream press is lying. It's true that full-bodied or whatever you want to say, sugar-filled soda drinks are on the decline, which, by the way, I think is a good thing. Just because I drink soda, Kurt, it doesn't mean that I really want to, like, promote soda. And I don't deny that it's not good for your health. I'll be the first to agree with that. However, here's the problem that I have with it. They act like that's the biggest dietary change we've had in the last decade, or, you know, then they promote 20 years and this and that, as you read the rest of the article. The biggest change is the embracing of GMO foods, Kurt. Okay, the drop in soda, 25%, who really cares? A lot of people are drinking other things that are just not as good for them either. Coffee has increased, for example, all kinds of stuff. The big point that I want to make about this, though, is it isn't about soda. The biggest change in the American diet has been in the last 10, 20, even 30, 40, whatever years, has been going out to eat and eating GMO-filled foods, Kurt. And the biggest dietary change that to be bad for Americans is the increased chemicals and sugar replacements that we embrace. They're way worse for you than a sugared soda would be, Kurt, for instance.
It is interesting to me to see what has happened on the whole increase in the sales of bottled water, though, for example. It's basically they
bottled
say,
water full of fluoride,
on track.
Huh?
Well, I know that some of it is, but when you compare it to what many Americans were drinking, if you increase that bottled water, you know, it's impressive to see. They say it's on track to overtake soda as the largest beverage category in a couple of years. Drop in the soda, they say, has, you know, brought back a lot of, you know, they say 79 fewer sugar-sweetened beverage calories a day. And maybe it will mean that, you know, we'll have a little less, I guess you could say, obesity. Who knows? But, you know, the bottom line is, you know, we certainly aren't for using taxes to make you do certain things. But on the other hand, you know, it's good that the American people, at least as big industries, have found ways that they could sell maybe a better product and still have a good bottom line.
And that's good, except for a lot of people are switching from regular sugar-filled soda to diet sodas. And I submit to you the diet sodas are even worse for you, Kurt.
Amen to that.
And then we switch and say, hey, we're drinking more water, we're all healthy, but yet we have GMO corn on your plate. Hey, I'm eating healthy, yep. I'm eating corn, I'm eating peas, and they're all genetically modified. And is that really more healthy? I don't think so. So my point isn't that there's not a celebration in the decrease of sugar drinks. That's a good thing. I support that. I'm just saying let's not pretend that's the biggest thing and ignore GMO foods and chemicals and sugar substitutes in all of our foods, which is very, very dangerous and damaging. All right, the U asking for $200 million in private donations, Kurt. They want to promote scholarships and other programs with it, I guess.
Yeah, now I thought, you know, this story I saw really close to the story that we were talking about a little while back when the, we highlighted, what's it called, Cristo Rey High Schools, and they're basically across America, these Catholic high schools where kids basically do their own, do work for them to pay for their tuition, and they get great results, etc., and therefore, I mean, in my opinion, a super example of good solutions. Now, at the same time, you see this, now U is the, at least around here, is the University of Utah. Now, that's a government basically funded, you know, tax dollar supported, etc., but they not only try to do all that and get all the money they can out of taxes, but then they want to jump in to, as well into the private world, you know, and you know, I just feel like it's not fair, at least in my opinion. But yeah, they're trying to get another couple hundred million bucks out of the private sector, if you will. But there was no mention of, about how they would maybe encourage their students to work to pay their own tuition, etc., like we were talking about with this private schools from the Catholics that were so impressive, the Cristo Rey schools. But, you know, it's just kind of
yeah, in this story, it also talks about this lady by the name of Hannah Henderson. And currently she's working with her instructors to patent an electronic bracelet that would help patients remember their appointments, Kurt. That sounds so good till you get everybody wearing the bracelet, and then pretty soon we got to monitor the chemicals in their brains. And then pretty soon, if they're thinking bad thoughts, like maybe they're mentally ill and they want to shoot someone, you might just have to tase them right out of that idea, huh, Kurt?
Great point.
I'm just telling you, weird stuff going on, man. But not only are they a government institution, now they're trying to tap private money for the University of Utah's agenda. And I concur with Kurt that we need to look towards the private sector like those Catholic schools do. And they say we wanted to have every student have one, at least a single deeply engaged learning experience. One? You're supposed to be doing that every day, folks. Just saying. All right. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. You want to turn your phone into a radio? Sit back, smile, and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. We're on the Roku player looking at the special interest section for the Liberty News Radio channel, or live and on demand at libertyroundtable.com. We declare this nation shall endure.